to bring I listen to my taste, it's bring, and you know, I'm thinking to everybody else, we really sound like Hicks, you know. I'm thinking, no, bring this morning. One of them is entitled A Warning. A Warning. I wanted to give y'all stuff first. See, you'd be in a little better frame of mind. Thank you, Lord. A Warning, Proverbs 18:13. He who answers a matter before he hears the facts is folly and shame to him. You know, I got to thinking about Satan, since the fall in the garden, has gone 24/7 infiltrating this earth. He infiltrates through music. He infiltrates through media. He infiltrates through the movies, through everything. What he's going to do, what he wants to do. And the thing is, they're not greater than God's people. But you know what's the difference? They believe. And they're 24/7 spewing the message out. They're not wasting their time scoffing at this one and scoffing at that one. I don't believe that. Or, you know, critiquing every minister that comes down the pike. Just every little thing they say. If they're just not all right on target, we crucified them. You know what? I was, you know, during the days, I don't know, 70s, 80s, when Jim Baker was big, you know, and what happened, and he went to prison. Well, he has a show now, and I've watched him a couple times, and I've watched that man break down and bawl. He's a broken man. He loves God with all his heart. And people probably won't listen to him because of what he did. They'll never let him get past it. Christians will never let Christians get past anything. They're the only army in the world that they kill their wounded. That man's a broken man. And I thought, Lord, help us. Help us to get as serious as the devil is serious, as his followers are serious. They don't waste anything. Every major event, they got their thumb in it, and they're proclaiming their message far and wide. Well, everyone in the church is sitting and critiquing every other minister and blasting them for everything they say. You know what? The Holy Ghost is in you, and he's going to see that if something comes down the pike that's not good for you, he's going to let you know. He's going to let you know. That's our safeguard. He's not going to let us be deceived. Not if we're walking with him. He who answered a matter before he hears the facts, it is folly and shame to him. Okay, the Lord began to speak to me. In Noah's day, all truth was swallowed up by lies. All truth. Noah was the last man standing. It says, all the thoughts of men were continually evil. There was no truth. No truth. Think about that. I thought, that's kind of like the way it is now. Well, all human thinking was evil continually. Satan, the father of lies, had totally taken over Noah's world through, what, the minds of men. I said when I come again, it would be like those days. I am draining the swamp. Many lies will be uncovered and the truth will shine through.
Praise God.
There are things that you have no idea about that you're going to see uncovered. None of us know about. There are things that have been since the foundation of the world. Lies that have been hidden that are going to be shouted from the housetops for the whole world to see. We need to embrace what God's doing. Don't stop it by being a scoffer. The truth you know will make you free. Only don't rebel in your minds against the truth, lest you set yourself up to step into great darkness. This is what I saw. I saw people scoffing at the things of God and the things that God are doing. And they are Christians and they're scoffing, and all of a sudden they're just enveloped in darkness. And there's no return. In fact, I think Charles Kapp kind of had a word about that at the end time, that the line would be so defined. You know, the church has been the way it is for so long. The church is changing, and the church is no longer the way it used to be. They may still be operating out there, but it is no longer the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a church that the power of God's there. If you got a scoffer in your midst, like Ananias and Sapphira, they might just bite the dust right there because they scoffed at what God was doing because they didn't understand it. But neither did they give any time to it to find out, is it really true or not? Oh, Lord, help us. Only don't rebel in your minds against the truth, lest you set yourself up to step into great darkness. Your world did not get where it is by following my truth. They follow a deception. I mean, it talks about in the last days that men would love the deception over the truth. Gross darkness. That's where I wrote this. I see people rejecting the truth and being swallowed up by the darkness. Now, I'm going to look at a few scriptures here before I continue on with this word. Like I said, this is a very strong word. All morning it was like, I feel like the fire of God is sitting inside of me. I mean, the Lord's going, rah! He's a lion this morning. All right, Isaiah 60. He so wants us to get out of this Mickey Mouse play day we've been in. We nearly lost our world over it. We nearly lost the United States of America over it. Well, let's go to Disneyland. You know, this is the. You know who Walt Disney was? He was very high in the Masons, but anyway, deceive through magic, ringleader. Oh my God, I'm thinking. Oh, but Mickey. Oh, Mickey, he's so fun. Do, 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 do. We have been so duped and so deceived. I said, Lord, it's just a wonder we even made it out of it. It's just by your mercy and grace, your protection upon us, a few that are willing to pray, a few that are willing to step outside the religious box. Lord, help me. Help me to be sweet but strong. Okay, this is Isaiah 60, verse 2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen on you. That's our world, covered in darkness. Like I said, the devil's been working, him and his crowd, 24/7. They've not rested. They've proclaimed through the music. They proclaim through the movies. You go watch the movies and you're going to see, especially there's an X-Men coming out that's horrible. It's all about Antichrist is what it is. It's horrible. I saw just a little commercial of it. I'm thinking, oh, it was horrible. It's all about what Satan wants to do and what he's going to do in these end times and how he's going to best God. How he's going to beat God. He's going to beat God. God's got his tail feathers under control. Always has, always will. Jeremiah 13:16. That song, Roaring Like a Lion. That's what I feel this morning. Just that prophet talked about fire in his bones. That's just like, Lord, help me get this out. Help me say what you put in me today. Jeremiah 13:16. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark and twilight mountains and before, while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it thick darkness. In other words, if you turn from the Lord today, in the coming days, and you're a Christian, and you turn, you'll be swallowed up in the darkness also. Well, we got to be more careful than ever not let your mind get in those dark places. Come on now, listen to me this morning. The Lord's been warning about getting in them dark places. Oh my God, you think you're just playing Mickey Mouse here at Disneyland? This is not the way it is in this last day. I'm telling you that Satan and his crowd, there's a lot of them, and they are so serious. They are so ready to just... If Hillary had gotten in office, we'd be seeing it today. Matthew, we don't have time to sit around and bemoan our little situation. We got work to do. There's many dying right now, going to hell. Many. Matthew 13. We need some fire lit under our butts today in the spirit. Excuse my Texas talk. We was raised up saying butt. It's a little bit hard not to say it. So, honey, if it's anybody with sensitive ears is listening to this, we need a fire built under us. 13, Matthew 13. One thing I'll say about the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Moonies and all of those, they are so dead wrong, but they are so dedicated with the wrong message. We could take some examples from them. We waste our time, we really do, on things that don't melt to hill beans. 13:15. For this nation's heart has grown gross, fat and dull, and their ears heavy and difficult of hearing, and their eyes they have tightly closed. If the truth came up to them, they wouldn't recognize it. That's what he's saying here. Their ears have become so heavy and difficult of hearing, and their eyes they have tightly closed, lest they see and perceive with their eyes and hear and comprehend the sense with their ears, and grasp and understand with their heart and turn, and I should heal them. But blessed, happy, fortunate to be in are your eyes because they do see and your ears because they do hear. This is what it means here. To thicken, fatten, stupefy, render callous. This is what happens when a church is taught and 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 taught. And they never get out the door and they never do anything. They become fat. So fat they can't even get to the door. What you see, that's what happened to the church, and you see in our culture, obesity is a big thing. Obesity. They're calling it a sickness now. It's not just you ate too much and ate too much and ate too much and ate too much. Now it's a disease. Now it's to be treated with all these drugs and do all these things. I'm telling you, render callous. They get fat and fat and fat, and they get layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. You know what it says? The one who hears the word and doesn't do the word is the one that is deceived. Acts 28. For the heart, the understanding, the soul of this people has grown dull, stupid, hardened and calloused, and their ears are heavy and hard of hearing, and they have shut tight their eyes so that they may not perceive and have knowledge and become acquainted with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their souls and turn that I may heal them. You know why God gave the Great Commission? Only one thing? Because he knew that probably most of us would never agree 100% on everything. Anybody you listen to, you're not going to agree 100% on everything. But he gave you one thing to agree on. What was that? Take the commission into all the world. See, if that was our focus like it's supposed to be, then all this other would be a secondary thing. In fact, when we get to heaven, the Lord's probably going to say, I'm going to set you all straight now. You're all wrong. We're doing our best. We're doing our best to listen to the Holy Spirit. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 2:11. Don't tell the Baptists we're here. Don't tell the Church of Christ here, especially when you rev up the band. I don't want over there on that group. They talk in tongues. All right. Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false. False, there, the delusion means fraud, strain, or roam. We see this in homosexuality and transgenders especially. In my ministry, many turned back because they heard things they didn't understand. Don't let that be you. Now, you know, last time the Lord, I brought those scriptures about the Lord Jesus saying, when he started talking to people about communion and eating his flesh and drinking his blood, many turned back from him, and he asked his disciples, will you turn back too? And they said, well, Lord, we don't have anywhere to go. There's nowhere to turn. There's nowhere to go. That's me. There's nowhere to go. I'm in for the long haul. And I know in the future the Lord's going to have me teach things that people are probably, you know, if we were in the gym again full of people, they'd probably all leave and say, she's a lunatic. Ask me if I care. I'd rather be last man standing, speaking the truth, than have multitudes listening to me because, oh, it's so nice. Let's go to Disneyland. So where the church has been is Disneyland. You ask any kid in the church or any young person, what's your favorite place to go? Oh, Disney World. Place of ultimate queers and deception. Oh, Lord, help us today. Romans 1. He appears as an angel of light. We grew up and revered Walt Disney. I'm going to do a study on Walt Disney. I've read a few things about him, but it's like... Just think about all the magic. I was remembering one of the first TV shows. It's on Back to the Future, where they're sitting at the table and they just gotten their first television, and a brand new show with Jackie Gleason, and he plays a spaceman. Yeah. Okay. He dresses up as a man in space. Okay. This is Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ, for it is God's power working unto salvation for deliverance from eternal death to everyone who believes with a personal trust, confident surrender, and firm reliance to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the gospel of righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith, that arouses to more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith. For God's holy wrath and indignation are revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness repress and hinder the truth. Now listen, there's a clue here. Who repress and hinder the truth. This has been Satan's agenda from the very beginning. Okay? He uses men to repress and hinder the truth and make it inoperative. For that which is known about God is evident to them and made plain in their inner consciousness because God himself has shown it to them. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made, his handiworks. So men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification. These liars that have subverted the truth. They know the truth. They've hidden it. They don't want people to see God's real creation and how he did what he did, because it would say, God, he truly is God. Take homosexual, transgender. He is out to distort everything God did, everything God made, and make it something else. And make it the norm. And then he's blasting it over the airways 24/7. Music, movies, commercials. You name it. Internet. Propaganda is what it's called. Hitler wasn't the originator of propaganda. His Lord Satan is the one that started that. Okay. Because when they knew and recognized him as God, they did not honor and glorify him as God or give him thanks. But instead, it started in the garden, but Babel, prime example. They wouldn't believe God's word. They had another plan. Let's see if we can get to God's throne. They're going to build us a tower. What did God do? Stopped him. What has he done? For every tower that every man has ever built, it's coming down. This time the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And he's going to wipe out every one of these institutions on earth that Satan has erected. All the things he's done, he's bringing it down. But instead they became futile and godless in their thinking with vain imaginings. foolish reasoning. The stuff that they want you to believe is harder to believe than God's truth. Yes. What's really true? They come up with some of the most, well, I was thinking about sickness and disease. It's like that, I think a couple weeks ago, I told you about a cartoon that I remember cutting out of the paper years ago of this man nailing planks over his windows because it says everything causes cancer. It's on his wife's watching the news. And this new report, nailing nails causes cancer. If you have these symptoms, you have this disease. It's all made up, folks. It isn't the truth. Did Jesus take disease? Did he take it? He took it on his back, didn't he? Yeah. Didn't he? Yeah. Then what comes at you? Nailing nails. Now come on. And he's making up new things for new diseases all the time. I saw one, well, if you scratch in this area, you have Alzheimer's. I'm thinking, well, I scratched there because I itch. Isn't that stupid? But we believe it. People have been infiltrated in the system. They've been propagandized to believe it. Now, every little thing they run to the doctor for, oh, my God, I better have my annual. It'll be where they got to go every day. Oh, help us, Lord. They became futile and godless in their thinking with vain imaginings, foolish reasoning, and stupid speculations, and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. That's what God thinks about the wisdom of this world. It's foolishness. Professing to be smart, they made simpletons of themselves. And by them, the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God was exchanged for and represented by images resembling mortal man, birds, beasts, and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their own hearts to sexual impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin. Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. So be it. I don't know if any of y'all have heard of CERN. A few years ago, I came across CERN in research. It's a huge collider. And they think that they can open a portal to have spirits come through and all this weird thing. But really, in essence, people are putting lots of money into this project because what they're trying to do is have genetically engineered humans that they can have eternal life without God. There's their goal. They've even had human sacrifices there. They're Satanist. They're trying to, just like I saw a post this week that this celebrity couple or somebody had paid all these thousands of dollars to make sure they had a girl. And so they're talking about going in and genetically changing the sex of a child before it's even born. And doing all these things. Who do they think they are? Yeah. Who's put this in their mind? The God of this world that thinks he's going to rule and reign down here and he's in for a big awakening. He's so deceived, he's deceived himself. It's never going to happen. For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions for their women, exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and a normal one, and the men who turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, burning out, consumed with lust for one another, men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities, and inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution. And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve of him or consider him worth the knowing, God gave them over to a base and condemned mind to do things that not proper or decent but loathsome. See, we're going to be here in the tribulation, even though it goes against the Disneyland church. They think we're just going to all be out of here. It's just like a Disneyland ride. No, it isn't. It's the truth. But it's not going to be on God's people. God's people are going to be sealed from his wrath. That's what the vials are. The scriptures say so. So what's going to happen? All those that keep following this plan and go, the Antichrist is their mark now. They're going to go through all these horrible, horrible diseases. It says all the stuff, sores. I mean, it just goes on and on. Not God's people. Until they were filled, permeated, and saturated with every kind of unrighteousness, iniquity, grasping, covetous, greed, and malice. They were full of envy and jealousy, murder, strife, deceit, and treachery. ill will and cruel ways. They were secret backbiters and gossipers, slanderers, hateful to and hating God, full of insolence, arrogance, and boasting, inventors of new forms of evil, disobedient and undutiful to parents. They were without understanding, conscienceless, faithless, heartless, and loveless, and merciless. Though they are fully aware of God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them themselves, but approve and applaud others who practice them. It is yet to be seen what all is in the swamp. It's been hidden, but it's starting to be brought to light. So many will just go so far and they won't go any further. I help them as much as I can, but I am limited. See, when we cut God off because we don't understand or we don't, we'll cut God off. He's leading and guiding us into all truth. And the truth will be shouted from the housetops. Everybody will see. Everybody will hear. To walk in the true riches of the kingdom, these limits must come down. This time of the end is a narrow path, and few there be that find it. You have been speaking truth and justice into the atmosphere. What do you expect? The whole, you know, the church. Just as judgment began in my house first, so shall the truth begin to ring out in the church first. How will the people hear without a preacher? If we're shooting our preachers all to death with our negativism and our scoffing, how in the world are our preachers supposed to proclaim it with any confidence? I preached the truth, and some called me prince of the devils, liar, lunatic, crazy. My family came down to take charge of me. Now you're just out of line, you know, talking about that cannibal stuff. Come on now. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you too. Okay, that's the end of this word. Are you ready for the second batch? No, just leave it there. We can do both of them. This is a particular area that the church has gone astray on. Can't really blame the world. That's all they know. But the church acts like that's all they know too, for the most part. This is what I really, back in 1994, began to talk about. First of all, really diet and exercise, food being clean. That's what the Lord started me out on. And I had people on television stations turn deaf ear on me. Well, my doctor tells me what I eat and what I can do. That's what happened. So I'm kind of used to the, I don't like it, but I, you know what I'm saying? Practicing medicine. Okay. You start taking away people's pills, man, you talk about some sacred cows. We're going to have some big barbecues. We are. Satan's alternative to God's divine healing. Satan's alternative. You talk about alternative medicine. God's the only healer. God does surgery for free. Painless and complete with no complications. They always fully recover. Satan tries to copy God, and his doctors do surgery with bulky instruments that cause pain and suffering, and sometimes it doesn't work and they have to do it again. This is practicing medicine. They can't get it right. They're not the healer. God doesn't have to practice. Everything he does is perfect. There is no substitute. And this is part of what I just said in this word here. Go ahead and scoff if you want to. Satan's way costs lots of money. God's way, life, and life abundantly, that abundantly. You know, so many in the body of Christ today, it's a either or. It's a either or. It's not, this is God's way, we will walk in it. And then they're afraid when things happen. Satan's way is to kill, steal, and destroy. No compromise. God's ways are supernatural by spirit. Satan's ways is by the works of the flesh. This is how you can identify the two masters. Matthew 6 says it all. If it's earthly and fleshly, you know where it's from. Now, if the Lord speaks to you and says, go do this, that's different. You're in the Spirit. The flesh profits nothing. The Spirit brings life. Salah. Nothing means stop and pause and calmly think of that. Everything God made or did, Satan has made a counterfeit for. God is spiritual. He operates in the faith realm. Satan is of the flesh. He operates in the sense realm. Don't believe Satan's lies. No compromise, because you can't serve two masters. Matthew 6:24. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You'll love one or you'll love the other. To be, try to play both sides is wavering individuals back and forth. God's ways are perfect. We're going to look at just a few scriptures about God's perfection. Psalms 18:30 is the first one. You know what? As new believers, if you were trained this way as a new believer, just think of the advantage you'd have. You're not having to be indoctrinated of all the crap, all the clutter, not just from the world system, but from the church system. 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. You know, I was fretting one night. I was praying for my dog and all that, and kind of, well, Lord, I don't know what to do. And he said, that's whenever I had that word about, don't you trust me? Everybody trusts their vet or their banker or their lawyer or their doctor over me. They make me look like an afterthought. If I don't come through in a day or two, they're running to these places to make sure it gets done right. Don't you trust me? It made me sad. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. We've put that so much higher than you. It's this greater is he that's in me. The Lord said, I want you to know you can depend on me. And when you start getting all that mixture out of your life, you're going to see me, because I said if you would resist the devil, he would flee. If you'll start doing the word like I've told you to, then you'll start seeing results. But the problem is, you're just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You got one foot in the world and one foot in my kingdom. And nothing's working. Did I read that? As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. The Lord said, you can be depended on, I can be depended on. You can trust me like you trust that doctor. You can trust me like you trust any other institution in this world. It's like the Lord said, what more do I have to do to convince you? My body was broken for you. What else can I do? 2 Samuel 22. I'm telling you, this last day church will be strong. They'll know their God, and they'll do exploits. It says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their life to the death. They didn't care about their own selves. All they cared about was getting God's message out. They didn't care what happened to them. They knew God would take care of them. 2 Samuel 22:31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust and take refuge in him. Psalms 1. You know, doctors and nurses mean well. And I know God has put them in those fields to be a light in a dark place. But they're still working in the wrong system. It's still the wrong system. You know, we're not blaming the people here. This is the system. Psalms 1. A system that pulled God's people away from God. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice and their plans and their purposes. Most people, what the doctor says, that it takes paramount over anything else and everything else. Nor stand submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire in the law of the Lord, and on his law the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water. There's a, it's a reference here. Jeremiah 17 talks about the tree planted by the river of water. And when heat comes, it's not disturbed because of where it's planted. But how the one that's like the bush out there, it's in a salt land. Those that depend on ungodly counsel, the ways of the world, they're like a bush that's been fed salt water, dried up, scruffy, it's not going to produce. It's ready to bring forth fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. And not so the wicked, those disobedient, living without God, are not so. But they are like the chaff, worthless, dead without substance, which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked, those disobedient, living without God, shall not stand justified in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, those who are upright and standing with God. For the Lord knows, and is fully acquainted with the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, those living outside God's will, shall perish, end in ruin, and come to naught. We need to make a dedication to the Lord and say, Lord, you're my way. You are my way. No compromise. You are my way. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Give him half the chance. Brother Hagin used to say it. You give the doctor. If the doctor says come back on Monday, you come back on Monday. If you come back on Thursday, I'll come back on Thursday. You'll sit hours in a waiting room for some doctor. Sit hours in Walgreens waiting for your prescription. But they don't want to give 1 minute to the Word of God. Come on, this is the way it is. These are Christians I'm talking about. Spirit-filled Christians. These aren't people of the world. Oh, God, help us today. Don't let old age thinking get in you. Think it, become it. Think young. Act young. Inside passage or outside passage? This is going to be what we're going to teach on today. Inside passage, outside passage. Men get sick in their minds first. James 5 bears this out. All right, James 5. It is a spiritual condition to be dealt with in the spirit. Jackie and I were talking one day, was saying, you cannot medicate a demon. The only thing, way to get rid of a demon is to, resist by the Word of God. If he's harassing you, oppressing you. Maybe if there's one present, Jesus rebuked the demons. I didn't see anywhere where he said, here, I'll write your prescription. Your prescription is the Word of God. God's medicine, his gospels. Charles Capps' little book, Gospels. Okay, this is James 5. Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church elders, the spiritual guys. They should pray over him, anointing him with the oil of the Lord's name. Y'all might as well get ready for it. And others in the body of Christ. This feel-good message is on Sunday morning just to get us through the week and us go on our merry trail back to Disneyland is over. Yeah. It's not going to be over. It is over. That's what the Lord's been saying. It's over. The shift has already been shifted. Whether it's apparent or not, it'll take a lot of people to vacate the places that he's going to put new leaders into. But the shift is happening as we speak. And he's raising up bold preachers that are not going to mince words. They may even use a word like crap or butt. But they're going to be telling the truth, and they're going to be setting people free from the strongholds of their minds, and people are going to come out of the darkness into his marvelous light, and they're going to start raising up like the church, and they're going to start being the church. Okay. Is anyone among you sick? You should call on the church elders, the spiritual guides, that you pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick. And the Lord will restore him. Will restore him. How much more do we have to, what does he have to do? He said, I will. You know why people say, well, I tried that and it didn't work? Because they're looking over that shoulder. Well, if the Lord don't come through, you know, I've got this plan, this plan, this plan, this plan. The Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. The practice and medicine system is meant to break you. Ultimately kill you, but destroy you. Kill, steal, destroy. That's the only MO Satan has. Now, I'm not saying doctors are out to do it. But it's not about you getting well. It's getting you dependent. See, when you're dependent, you're like those in Egypt. They come out of Egypt, and Egypt never came out of them. 2 out of approximately 3 million people. Well, I'll take that back. It was more than two. The ones, their children that they said would die in the wilderness that were under 20 years old, they went in too. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses. There's the key right there for most of the sickness and stuff you're dealing with anyway. You got ill will, fighting, grudges, you know. These are the things that will bar us from the Spirit of God being able to do things. God never holds back. His promises are yes and amen. It's a done deal. It's been done since the foundation of the world. But we saw it come to pass in manifestation at Calvary. It's been a done deal. It's already yes. In fact, Brother Hagin said, I never used to even pray for money. I don't think he even prayed for healing. He just received what's already been done. It's like the table spread. Whatever you need, go get it. It's yours. It's already yes and amen. Your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. I like the way the Amplified puts that because it makes it you see that when a person's sick, there's more going on than what you see on the outward. It's just the symptom of what's going on in the inside of the heart of that person. Jesus talked about all food's clean. It's not what goes in the man that defiles him. See, the system says it's what you eat. But the kingdom of God says, no, it's those evil thoughts that are coming out of you. What comes out of the man, the heart there was the soul. See, that's where the thinking processes are. As a man thinks, as he is. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Where your mind runs. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. This is how God wants it to be. I always kind of leave off there, but God wants us to read this one. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours, and he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3.5 years and 6 months. This is that man goes, babe, get up. We just make our faith decrease. What did he do? You want rain. I was thinking about Joshua. He prayed, son, stand still. Stood still for a day, it says. And then he prayed again, and the heavens resupplied rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. He decreed a thing, and it was established unto him. He bound something and loosed something. He just went about doing kingdom ways and got the results that he needed. And he's likening this to sickness here. It's all in the same chapter. How we appropriate by faith, and we know God will do it. People run to the doctor because they're in pain or the symptoms. They want to get rid of the symptoms. It's just a cover-up. It masks symptoms. I know Brother Hagin said he talked with the doctor and the doctor told him, this particular one, I think it's in the health food book, that the doctor said the truth is doctors can't heal anything, but they've learned to manipulate and they can kind of mask it to where, you know, makes people feel better. But he said there's only one healer, that's God. And they're just trying to They're just practicing doing whatever they can. That's kind of how the medical system came about. They started using this and using that, putting this plant together and that plant together, and made something that made them feel better. Oh, help us today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We're coming into the days of walking in the light and no compromise. And we're going to have to guard our thought life because, like I said, Satan has a plan and he's been executing that plan since Eve. And he has blasted it 24/7 over the airways any way that he can and infiltrated as many people as he can. But you know what? With all of them, one Christian could blow them out of the water at any minute if they get any light on the subject. This is the problem. Satan has gotten deception in on the church. They're not believing God. They aren't concerning medicine and a lot of other areas too. Once a few Christians start getting the light on something, two will put 10,000 to flight. And Satan is scared to death of his lies coming out. But guess what? The swamp is being drained and these things are coming to light. All the things that were hidden in darkness are going to be shattered from the housetops. And they're going to start getting a clue. Well, if they lied to us about this, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? We're going to stand in amazement. Like, where have we been? We've been to Disneyland. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.